Okay. The Medrash Pli in Megillas Esther brings down on the Pasuk, Payei Mahu Nosan HaMelech HaChashverosh L'Esther HaMalke Space Haman. After Haman got killed, so the king gave over to Esther HaMalke the house of Haman. V'atosem Esther Es Mordechai Al Beis Haman. And Esther gave the palace of Haman to Mordechai. That's the pasuk in the Megillah Esther. So Zichron Yankiv brings down the Medrash Pliya on this pasuk in the Megillah. Brings as follows: Mimnei Bonav Shel Haman Lomdu Torah BeBnei Brak. I know the Olam remembers that Chazal. That the grandchildren of Haman taught Torah BeBnei Brak. Ubo V'tiyufte. They came with a shaila, with a iboya. They came with a question. The grandchildren of Haman. Hani koises davi abba, those cups that we have from our zeda, maulish the mushibe. Are we allowed to use it? So he told them, magilon, you should kasher it. Vahoder, then you could go and use it. And he learned out of the pasuk that Achashverosh gave the palace to Haman. What's going on here? What's the shaila? The shaila kashrus, Haman, base Haman, Mordechai. What's going on here? What's the pshat? So I'll tell you a hesber. Chaim Knievsky asked a bamba kasha on the Megillah. How in the world was Mordechai able to use the palace of Haman? Should have been Asabano. Why should have been Asabano? Because the Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah Mechias HaMolek, I'll call Yochid V'Yochid. Every individual has an obligation because there's a Machlekes. If Mechias HaMolek is on the whole nation of Klai Yisrael, was on each individual. Like each person, like Avachiv to film. Avachiv to be Moich HaMolek. So Sefer HaChinuch says, each Jew has a mitzvah to kill out HaMolek, to be Moich HaMolek. Yes, a kasha for Reb Chaim, if that's the case, we know that the Mechilta says, Timcha Zeich HaMolek, Rashi brings it down as well, that you're not going to benefit from, when you destroy HaMolek, you should destroy everything they have. Their money, their animals, whatever they have has to be destroyed. So if that's the case, so how in the world did Mordechai take over the palace of Haman? He was Amaleki. They should have destroyed it. Rachman al-Slan in Parkland, Florida, where there was a terrible mass shooting in a public school. Nebuch, some Yiddish kinder passed away also. 17 lives were murdered. So they're taking down the whole building. They don't want a zecher. I just told somebody yesterday, they were telling me, what's pshat? I said, it's a mocker in the Torah. They don't want a zecher of that maisa. Such a vicious act. It's a disgrace to humanity. So they want to destroy it. So the Torah gave us the same mitzvah with Amalek. Destroy everything, kill them, and destroy everything they own. So if that's the case, appel on the Megillah. The Megillah is almost making this part of the celebration. Right? Part of the party. Haman got hung. The house of Haman got taken away. Given to Esther HaMalke. Esther HaMalke gave it to Mordechai. Gevaldik. Let's make a celebration. Lahut Moisoyra. Fekab Chaim. If the mitzvah Mechias HaMalke is on each individual, and that mitzvah is also to destroy everything that Amaleki has. So how in the world was Mordechai able to be Nehenna from the house of Haman? That's the kasha. So Reb Chaim says a big chiddush, very, very big chiddush. He says that Esther was a woman, obviously. And she was potter from Mechiyas HaMolek. So if you're potter from Mechiyah, you're also potter from destroying their property. So she got the palace. Went to her. Now it was Esther's palace. She didn't have a chiyuv to destroy it. Because she was a woman. Just like she was potter from killing Amalek, it's part of the mitzvah of killing Amalek is to destroy the rechush. So after B'chaim, that was the cycle. Now it's Esther's palace, kosher. Now she gave it to Mordechai. Mordechai didn't take Haman's palace. Mordechai took Esther's palace. And Esther was allowed to keep the palace. Now, obviously, there's a big kasha on this, right? Because L'chaira, two kashas, really, on this pshat that Reb Chaim is saying. Two kashas. One kasha is that L'chaira, there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah mechia, right, to eradicate Amalek from the world. There's a mitzvah also that Amalek should have no zecher. No zecher. Now that mitzvah Amalek should have no zecher is even on a woman. I'll give you an example. They ask a kash on this. The whole sheet that a woman are brought from Mechias Amalek is learned from the Indian of a woman is lot the chinuch nashim lav benayis mochama. Women don't do war. That's the basis of the sheet of the chinuch that women are brought. Right now, there's a Mishnah in Saita. A black and white Mishnah, which I'm sure the Olam remembers, when the Mishnah says in Saita, Mochemes Mitzvah, or Mochemes Mitzvah, Afilu Chosom Mechadoroi, V'Kalo Mechupasa. Even though a regular war, somebody who got married is allowed to go home, and he's exempt from going to Mochama, right? But the halacha is that Mochemes Mitzvah, there's no exemptions. Somebody just got married, he still has to go to war. And the lashon of the Mishnah is, afilu choson mechupasa v'kala mechupasa. So you see clear that a woman does have to do mulchama by mulchamas mitzvah. So the yes kind of sefer achinuch, how could the sefer achinuch say a woman are potter from Mechias HaMolek? And therefore they're potter from Pasha Zohar maybe even. What do you mean? A woman should be chayiv in mulchamas HaMolek. Because even though a woman is normally not a b'nai smulchama, but mulchemes mitzvah, a woman is included. It's a famous kasha. It's not a new kasha. It's not Columbus discovered America. It's an alta kasha. And there's many tiggles into this kasha. Some learn that when the Mishnah says there in Seita, kala mechupas, it doesn't mean the kala actually goes to war. It means if you pull away the chosn from the chuppah, so the kala also is without a chuppah. Can't be a kala without a chosn. Right? So if you pull the chosn away, you have no kala. Doesn't mean that the kala actually goes to war, some say. Others say that the woman, although she's potter from Muhammad, that's from combat. Zach could explain this to us, but Ian, there's many different types of divisions. And there's combat, there's active combat, and then there's a chaplain, a chef, there's a doctor in the army. They're also admirals. They're also servicemen. They also have that badge of honor. Actually, the president's doctor, President Trump's doctor, personal doctor, is an admiral. He wasn't a combat officer, but he's right. I believe, right, Zach? He wasn't a combat officer. But he's part of the. He's a serviceman. So, the same halacha by a woman, even though she's not a bas mulchama. She could go prepare the food. So they don't have to do mamash mulchama. But there's other things that they do. So the obvious question would be that if you learn that a woman is part of mulchama's mitzvah, so zichane should be included. But even if you learn not, l'chayri the mitzvah that there should be no zecher from Amalek, and Hashem says destroy everything they have, that would even be on a woman not to use what Amalek has, because that way she's giving them a zecher. She's actively giving them a zecher. So even if you can tell me the woman is potter from Mechia, but she's giving them a zecher. For that reason, it would seem that there's a simple pshat, and this actually is merumas in the time in the Krah of Reb Chaim. He says, "Im nichse amalek asur meich not lo Esther's beis aman." Anyway, he wants to say maybe it wasn't b'shas mochama. He wasn't yet a war because he gave over. Maybe this holding is only when you're raging war against Amalek, and here this happened before the war. First they hung Haman, then they gave up his house, and then there was a war. So this wasn't included. But the Pasha Pshat Tavah, the way you have to learn, is that the house of Haman, as soon as the king Achashverosh killed Haman, the house of Haman went into the domain of Achashverosh. Now it became Achashverosh, became the treasuries, belonged to the government, to the king. Actually, the Rambam says, Harugei Malchus, even in Halacha, Nechseim is Lamelech. So, now it was Achashverosh. Now Achashverosh gave Esther. And Esther gave it to Mordechai. So we don't have to come on to Reb Chaim's teretz that woman, because then we have to base it on the chinuch and this. It's very simple. It was Achashverosh. Achashverosh got the palace from Haman. Now it belonged to the treasury. Now he gave it to Esther gave it to Mordechai. No problem. That would be the mahalach to answer. But there's one caveat. There's a sugya in Sukkah. I just gave shir actually in this sugya to the Balabatim, where the Gemara talks about the Avankari. The Avankari, who bought the Lulavim, Hadassim, they were peddlers. So the Gemara there talks about specifically the Hadassim that they bought from the Goyim. The Gemara says you should make sure that you shouldn't cut it yourself. You remember that Gemara? So more there should be Yush and Shini Rishus. That's the flow of the Gemara there. One of the problems is mitzvah bo baveira. If you're going to go and cut the adasim yourself, you're going to be a thief. Hodos ha-gozel. It's a mitzvah bo baveira. So Rashi says over there, even if you're going to be coin it, even if you're going to own it, it's a mitzvah bo baveira. So everybody asks. So what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara says, well, l'kninu b'shini ma'isa, make a shinri. What's a shinri going to do? It's a mitzvah bo baveira. It's a mitzvah b'avera. So there's a stipler, and there's a Rabbi Yosheber, and a Rishim Shiurim, and many of the Achronim that answer this question. And that is, that when you make a shini, when you change an object, it's a new thing. It's not that thing anymore. It's like a new thing. So even though it's a mitzvah b'avera, now that you make a shini, it's a new thing. And the stipler brings a raya from a sugim b'avakame. If a Zoyna gets a gift, an animal, that animal is puzzle for the Beis HaMikdash because of what it was used for. But the Gemara is the Tosfos in Bava Kama based on the Gemara. If there's a Shinui, then it's kosher. How does it become kosher? You see, a Shinui makes it a new thing. So what's the obvious question? Where do we ever find, if you have something that's Osir, that you can make a Shinui and make it Mutter? If you have kilayim, you make a shini, it becomes mutter. You have orla, you make a shini, it becomes mutter. If you have chazer, you make a shini, it becomes mutter. What's going on? And the answer, Rabbi Yisai, is simple. Some things are also bechefza, because what they are. By that, you can make 100 shinuim, it's still going to be awesome. If something's orla, and you make a shini, I don't care what shini you make, it's still awesome. It's orla. Going to remain also forever. But some things are also because of what they symbolize. They themselves are not a chaticha de yisura. They're also because of what they symbolize. So then if there's a shinui, it's mutter, but it doesn't symbolize that anymore. If the whole isur is what it symbolizes, then it becomes mutter. That's why in Esnan, if you make a shinui, it's mutter. Mitzvah b'avera with a shinui, mutter. Because there, it's not an isur cheftza. It's what it symbolizes. Now, when the Torah asks b'ano Amalek, all the property of Amalek, there's two ways to look at it. One way to look at it, it's a cheftza. Anything that was owned by an Amaleki becomes objectively usher. Period. That's one way. The other way to look at it is no. Like Rashi brings down, there should be a zeichah of Amaleki. It's what it symbolizes. It's not that it is objectively usher. It's symbolic. Because what a nafkamina is, if you make a shinui, you change it from what it was originally. What's the halach? Is it mutter or asr? That's the nafkamina. I want to tell you that was the shaila of the Medrash Kliya. The grandchildren of Haman came with a shaila. We have krisis that we made from the silver that we got, we yarshened from the zedah. But we made a shinui. If it's an isr chefza, we can't use it. If it's just symbolic, now there's a shinui, it's mutter. It's like mitzvah bava vera. He brought him the pasuk. Because if you're going to learn that it's isr chefza, it wouldn't help that there was a shinui rishus from Haman to Achashverosh. Who cares? It already became isr chefza. The Torah says there's no isr chefza. From there we see it's not isr chefza. If shinui rishus helps, surely a shini in the chefza helps. And the mele, that was derived from this pasuk, that the bechers that they made from what they yarshan from the zeder was mutabana. The answer is all the kashas. Okay.